Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Clear skies tomorrow, 86. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Americans for Prosperity Foundation has released their latest study saying that law enforcement across the state has seized more than $25 million in items and money from Kansans who never and will more than likely never be convicted of crimes between the years of 2019 and 2022. WIBW reports that the report from Americans for Prosperity say that it was an updated report on civil asset forfeitures, a move that was intended to be used by law enforcement to fight organized crime. However, according to the district court's recent decision regarding Kansas' two-step technique being unconstitutional, in a statement from AFP, they say, quote, the court's ruling and data makes clear Kansas's current forfeiture laws permit law enforcement to unconstitutionally confiscate people's property with minimal chance of recovery. We will continue to fight to protect people's rights to privacy, property, and due process. They say the $25.3 million in property and money that have been seized averaged roughly $17,000 per day. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Want to get Kansas State Fairified and save up to 50% on tickets? Check out Kansas State Fair Ticket Packs. Treat your sweetheart to date night with our Couples Pack. Invite the family to eat, ride, and play with our Family Pack. And get 10 gate admission scans for $50 with our Season Pass. These packages always sell out before the fair, so buy yours today at KansasStateFair.com. Get Fairified September 8th through 17th in Hutchinson.
The latest nationwide study on 2023's hardest working states in America shows that the Mid-America region ranked high on that list, with Kansas ranking number 9th overall nationwide for being one of the hardest working states in the country. WIBW reports that the study looks at numerous different ranges, including workweek hours, multiple jobs, or annual volunteer hours per resident, with Kansas ranking 9 for direct work factors, including 19th for indirect working, ranking 12th for average workweek hours, 11th for employment rates, and 6th for the share of workers with multiple jobs. The state of Nebraska came in one of the best in the region, ranking 4th overall, ranking 5th for direct work factors, 7th for indirect work factors, ranking 4th for the highest employment rate, and tied with Massachusetts for the states with the 3rd lowest idle youth rate in the country. Oklahoma came in 14th overall, also having the 4th highest amount of average leisure time spent per day, and Missouri ranking 18th in the nation, ranking 21st for direct work factors, and 5th in the nation for the highest employment rate.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new member has joined the Central Community College Board of Governors as Jason Buss has officially filled the vacant seat from District Number 1 after being approved back in the month of June from their board meeting and sworn into the seat for the month of August. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that Buss is currently employed at the Columbus-based Cameco, where he serves as the Human Resource Officer and Global Health and Safety Leader, and says he's excited to be part of the board to focus on health and the education of those coming into the healthcare industry.
I continue to work with them a lot. With my job, we do a lot of training through Central Community College in Columbus. My wife's a nurse, so I know the criticality of what we're doing to help train new nurses in our community. So just tons of opportunity that's really important for our community, and I'm glad to be a part of supporting that education.
Buss has a bachelor's degree in business administration from Missouri Western State University. Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards
every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Luck
and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 and Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following multiple executive sessions toward the end of the regular city council meeting Monday, called to discuss non-elected personnel and potential litigation with the city, Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John announced his resignation effective October 6th.
It's been an honor to be here, that you've allowed me to be here. Because it's a two-way street. We chose each other from the very beginning, and it's been great. I leave Marysville in a good place. I feel I can see the improvements that I didn't do by myself. I did as a team with staff, with council, and we as a team moved Marysville in a good direction. I mean, not everybody sees the same thing, but I can say I've helped with improvements. Staff has been supportive, council has been supportive, and we've been able to get a lot of things done. And I can say I left the city of Marysville in a better place than I found it, and that also is not talking about anybody in the past. That's the nature of the job, that we continue. The previous administration made improvements. I continued on helping with those improvements. So, it is sad, but we are looking forward to our future.
Council acceptance of his resignation is not required. Mayor Jason Barnes thanked Austin St. John for his service. In other business, council passed unanimously an ordinance establishing a policy for identification and disposal of junk vehicles. The city attorney had outlined options and addressed questions. The motion to pass noted city efforts to clean up nuisance properties, and conversations included frustrations with costs involved when vehicles are towed and stored. Every effort would be made to include the vehicle owners in avoiding a lengthy legal process, and a right to redeem the vehicle would be applicable. Council had previously discussed establishing a permit process for vehicles being restored or rebuilt, and the city attorney noted that council would have ultimate discretion on each case presented. Water Department has advised the main city water tower will be drained this week for routine inspection. It's not expected residents will at any time be without water service in Marysville, but pressure could vary during the process. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the 2024 budget after a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Progress on the old nursing home building was updated by the hospital administrator. With consideration of building new instead of renovating for use as a daycare if grant funds are approved. A previous community development block grant was not approved. The building, vacant for the past 2.5 years, has deteriorated, and the hospital board has voted for demolition and will continue to seek grant funding. Commissioners agreed this would probably be the best option with costs in mind. The hospital is seeking a temporary location for a daycare facility and may also consider assisted living units with a new building. Fees at the transfer station for demolition work will be waived. Tourism Director Gloria Moore is retiring October 3rd with an open house planned September 25th at 10 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners heard additional comment regarding the comprehensive plan submitted by the Planning Commission. Hearing the 240 citizens had commented on the survey that they were not in favor of county zoning. The process was initiated to prevent further development of wind farms. Comment was made that other means of regulating land use than countywide zoning should be considered. Loss of property rights by landowners and potential impediments to countywide growth were noted if zoning is adopted. Commissioners have not taken on the recommendation to approve the plan and have said that any zoning issues would be taken up directly by commissioners, not the Planning Commission. Discussion was held regarding the zoning process per Kansas statute and the future responsibilities of the Planning Committee. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Friday, September 8th at 9 a.m. to discuss the 2024 budget, the county's health insurance policy, and new accounts payable vouchers. Commissioners will also meet with county attorney and county councilor that day to review current issues. Gage County Board of Supervisors certified property valuations up 9.35% year over year, which included new growth and valuation changes to existing properties. The values will be reflected in finalizing the 2024 budget. It's anticipated that most governmental subdivision levies will remain steady with 2023. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer. Kenneth D. Kenny Craig, age 89, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Craig. Daniel L. Castor, age 39, of rural Dubois, passed away at his home August 19th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Iron Horse Lake Rural Dubois. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Tewari Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Castor. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. Gail Repke, age 90, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Gail Repke.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. A bit warmer as we head into Thursday. More sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still warming up throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s, south winds still gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will still rise as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25, and partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and still sunny and dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 86, record high on this date, 105. The average low 63 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Kids are heading back to school, and there are some good reasons why you should be joining them. We will share those today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 30th, the 242nd day of the year. Baseball slugger Ted Williams was born 105 years ago, and the Beatles' biggest chart hit, Hey Jude, was released on this day in 1968. Adults and seniors should consider joining their younger counterparts in heading back to school, and here's why. Numerous studies have shown that memory and cognitive functions improve dramatically for adults who are learning new skills. The most challenging learning tasks appear to strengthen entire networks in the brain. And another observed effect is to slow the passage of time. That is, our perception of time slows considerably when we're challenging our mental capacities. If there's a skill you've always wanted to learn, now's the time to join the back-to-school crowd. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders fall sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th, serving Wymore with dignity. Vance Gertis Funeral Home is singing the praises of the Diller Odell High School students involved in music, FBLA, FFA, speech, band, and every other academic area. These students have worked hard, and their talents will surely shine this week in their events. From your friends at Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's week number one of high school football across the state of Kansas, as many of the teams across the state have had a challenge trying to get it on the field for practice with the ongoing extreme heat in the state. And Keisha putting restrictions on how long and how much padding you can have during the times with those high temperatures. But with the beginning of the season, Max Preps has released their top 25 high school teams across the state, starting off with Manhattan, as Manhattan High School ended up finishing their 2022 season at a undefeated 13-0. Coming up at number two on the list included Shawnee, sitting at 12-1 from the last season, followed by Andale, that wrapped up last season, also undefeated at 13-0. The rest of the top 10 teams include at number four at Shawnee Mission, St. Thomas Aquinas coming in number five statewide, the Derby Panthers at number six with a 9-3 record from last season, Blue Valley Northwest from Overland Park at number seven, Wichita Northwest at number eight, the Mays Eagles at number nine, and the Southeast of Saline, or Gypsum, coming in that number 10 slot.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty Eck Ford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better, with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23T466, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Plus trade 95 renewer auto. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit expires 9/4/23.
With kickoff of the first week of high school football, there's one individual that is gaining the attention of many state universities across the Mid-America region as the 6'6 junior from Goddard, Kansas, Lincoln Cure, has gained recognition from four different Power 5 universities, including Kansas State University, Iowa State, Kansas, and Missouri, who have already offered him scholarships before even going into the junior school year.
Yeah, we tried him out at some quarterback, and, you know, and then he moved to his sophomore year more to wide receiver, and now he's kind of a tight end slash wide receiver. So
it's really busy, you know. On August 1st, when coaches can talk to you, we opened up the mailbox and it was just completely stuffed.
Eventually, he wanted to get to this point. Did he realize it was going to happen this soon? Maybe not.
I know it's really good for the community, too, and for the team, you know. We haven't really, you know, been able to be a part of something like this.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that he's only played 13 total games in high school football, playing four games his sophomore year before sitting out the rest of the season with a hamstring injury. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
RX Drugstore in Marysville is ready to meet your prescription needs with prompt and convenient service. Refills are easy. Order by phone, on the web, or through their mobile app. Can't make it in to pick up your prescription? No problem. Free in-town delivery is offered in Marysville, Frankfort, and Beatty. Your local Health Mart pharmacy provides prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services for all your healthcare needs. Thank you for choosing RX Drugstore as your pharmacy. Stop in and visit them today.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Looking for grass-like plants that tolerate the shade? Many of our native and ornamental sedges thrive in shady conditions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pennsylvania sedge is the grass-like plant you see growing in the forest. It tolerates full to partial shade and dry soils. Or consider one of several cultivars of silver Japanese grass. Most grow 1 to 1.5 feet tall and tolerate full to part shade and moist soils. Palm sedge and the dwarf cultivar Little Midge will tolerate moist to wet soils, partial shade, or full sun, and are hardy in zones 4 to 9. Sweet flag is another option. The long, narrow leaves give the look and feel of a grass, and these plants tolerate wet soil and part shade. Variegated varieties with creamy stripes running the length of the leaves help brighten the shade in zones 3 to 9. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Carl Ben Eilson hailed from Hatton, North Dakota. He was a pioneer in aviation and helped open the vast Alaskan territory to air travel. It was his mission to use a plane to help people and explore the world. His life would come to a tragic end in doing just that. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Carl Ben Eielson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. The aviator made a name for himself in Alaska, setting up mail routes and then teaming with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins in 1928 to fly from Point Barrow to Norway, the first such flight in history. Gary Lillimone says the two then headed to the south end of the world.
There had never been a plane in the Antarctic before. And in their flying in the Antarctic, they discovered six new islands. This was done at Christmas time.
But Eielson's love was Alaska. Wilkins stayed in the Antarctic, while Eielson set up an airline in the Alaskan Territory.
And it was in 1929 that he received an SOS call from a Russian fur trading ship off the coast of Siberia. They were icebound in the ocean there.
Eielson set out to rescue those on the stranded ship.
There were several million dollars worth of furs and several fur traders on this ship. Carl Ben Eielson and his mechanic, Earl Borland, made one successful rescue flight. But on the second leg of that flight, weather conditions were very bad. Their plane crashed.
Our large funeral was held in his hometown of Hatton, with dignitaries from around the world attending. The Hatton Eielson Museum shares the story, along with many artifacts of his life and area history.
We have his Fokker plane. This is the plane that he flew most in Alaska on display. It is one of two in existence in the world.
His story and his legacy are still an important part of the history shared at this museum in his hometown. Driving the Countryside, in Hatton, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. west of Oquito at 953 Cherokee Road. An outstanding offering of clean, well-maintained equipment. Most has been stored inside. They'll begin sale with six trailers of tools, followed by a short run of household, then the sheds, followed by a pickup and mower, then on to farm machinery and tractors. These will include a 2000 John Deere 8410 tractor, 75 John Deere 4430, 68 John Deere 4020, 55 John Deere 70, 52 Alice 50 John Deere Model A, a 1995 John Deere 9500 combine. A number of machinery items. The pickup is a 2001 Chevy, 8-foot bed, regular cab, several trailers, plus tools, household and miscellaneous items. This farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. at 953 Cherokee Road. 8 miles north of Marysville on U.S. 77, then east on Cherokee Road for a half mile. Complete sale listing at PrailRealtyAndAuction.com. Again, sale Saturday, September 2nd begins at 9 a.m.
You don't have to give up gardening just because the weather's cooling down. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Build yourself a hotbed or cold frame and extend the vegetable growing season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are you sick of gardening yet, or would you like to get more out of it? The season is winding down in many areas of the country, but you can extend it by building a hotbed or cold frame. It's a box with a clear roof and the plants are grown inside. The only difference is the source of heat. The sun supplies all the heat in a cold frame, and an insulated heating cable adds to the warmth in a hotbed. This mini greenhouse can also be used to start your plants earlier in the spring. Larry Kaplan is an extension horticulture educator at Purdue University. He says most frames are made out of wood, but you can build one from just about anything.
Some people, if they're using wood, will use pressure-treated wood or wood that's got some preservative on it. Others have gone with redwood or cedar, which is a little more resistant to rotting than just untreated wood. Other people have made use of bricks or cinder blocks.
You will also need some sort of clear material to cover the top.
Glass has been used, but it doesn't have a lot of good insulating qualities, and it's fairly fragile. But you can use plexiglass, fiberglass, polyethylene, pretty much anything that is clear and reasonably sturdy. A lot of people will use old window frames because they have them. So if they're treated carefully, they should work fine.
The frame should have a southern exposure that's protected from wind and out of the shade. It should be near a water supply and an electrical outlet if you're using it as a hotbed. It's also a good idea to add a thermometer and a way to ventilate the box so the plants don't overheat on a sunny day. You'll find more tips for building a hotbed or cold frame at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever I'm facing a tough situation, I remember the Bible verse in the book of Jeremiah where God says, "For I have plans to give you hope and a future."
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Life throws us some unexpected curveballs, and of course, there's no way of knowing when they'll come. But if you have a financial cushion in place, you'll be better prepared. In other words, you should have an emergency savings account so when you're facing an obstacle, you can focus on the obstacle rather than stressing about money. An emergency fund is separate from your primary savings account, and a good rule of thumb is to put a portion of your income into this account monthly. Then, forget about it. If you'll be tempted to use these funds on non-emergencies, considering opening an account outside of your primary bank so the money isn't easily accessible. And remember, God has plans to give you hope in a future, and you can be a good steward of all He's given you as you prepare.
The lowdown on strip tillage today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information.
There's conventional tillage, there's no-till, and somewhere in between you have strip tillage. That's the specialty of Environmental Tillage Systems. Regional sales manager Sean Arthur is also a farmer in north central Iowa.
Strip till marries the best aspects of conventional tillage with the benefits of no-till. Ideally, making the strips in the fall can be the best way to prepare your seed bed for the following year. And then in the spring, you come out there, plant directly into it. It allows you to reduce the number of passes across the field and really focus on making that seedbed, that zone, as good as it can be for the corn crop.
Arthur says the Environmental Tillage Systems equipment only tills about a third of the surface area of a field, the strips where a row crop is actually grown. He says this reduces erosion and compaction and improves soil structure.
If we get to the point where too many people are concerned about this, I worry that the government's going to step in and start to mandate things that could very much limit how we're able to produce a crop. So I think we owe it to ourselves and our neighbors to start focusing on ways to improve our farm now. And I do believe that being more focused and deliberate with our tillage and fertilizer applications can help us do that.
Learn more at SoilWarrior.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, August the 30th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the current farm bill expires September the 30th, and as Congress prepares a short-term extension, producer organizations are ramping up the urgency of their requests. Here's Michael Clemens.
With new challenges in the global marketplace, the Rural and Agriculture Council of America is asking Congress to bolster American agricultural production in the next iteration of the Farm Bill.
The success of the 2023 Farm Bill will be determined by its ability to ensure national security throughout food security. A Farm Bill should not bolster foreign adversaries, but rather identify ways to support domestic producers. An easy way to do this is through stricter country of origin labeling requirements on imported products and addressing unfair trade practices. A spring 2023 study from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that consumers are willing to pay up to $3.67 per pound more if they know it was born, raised, harvested, and processed in the United States. Consumers want to support American agriculture and are willing to put their money where their mouth is. It's time for Congress to do so, too.
The Rural and Agriculture Council of America would like to see the 2023 Farm Bill level the playing field for U.S. producers and points to how countries like China are gaining U.S. market share.
China was the third largest international supplier of agriculture products to the U.S. in 2022. That's up nearly 10% to the value of $9.5 billion. Processed canned fruits and vegetables grown and packaged in China were one of the top products imported into the U.S. imports of canned meat since 2018 are over 400%. It's extremely concerning to U.S. farmers, ranchers, and consumers that the U.S. continues to allow imports from countries that enable forced slave labor on farms, ranches, and in their processing facilities.
And let's look at your ag news on this Wednesday.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on...
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
United Soybean Board's Animal Nutrition Working Group continues to engage with animal nutritionists to guide research investments for U.S. soybean meal. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The United Soybean Board's Animal Nutrition Working Group regularly engages with animal nutritionists to guide research investments for U.S. soybean meal. The result of this collaboration brings additional value opportunities for the soybean industry and positively impacts the poultry, pig, dairy, and aquaculture sectors. Keenan McRoberts, Vice President of Strategic Alignment with the United Soybean Board, shares details about the collaboration.
Our collaboration with animal nutritionists throughout the private sector has been a real success story. Been working together for well over a decade now with a lot of your major poultry, swine feed formulators, and actively formulated nutritionists at Tyson Mashoffs, Purdue Farms, Calmaine, which is one of the largest egg producers, and more. So these nutritionists have really been dedicated to working with the United Soybean Board to advise us on research investments that really advance solutions related to the use of soybean meal and feed formulation.
The collaboration has also identified a set of priorities spanning overall nutrient composition, improved measurement of anti-nutritional factors, and the resulting benefits to animal production, performance, and health.
Things like better understanding the traditional value drivers for soybean meal. meal, so the protein and the amino acids that make it up, as well as energy that go into those rations, and help them create a differentiated proposition versus alternative feed ingredients, along with understanding more about the health benefits of soybean meal in those rations and some things related to bioactive functional compounds that help animals produce more and stay healthier.
In addition, he says they are working on making a higher value product by working with experts in biotechnology and genetic improvement. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, a lot of profit taking going on in some sectors with the markets.
Yeah, it is month end, and we are seeing some selling here in the month end. The pressure continues in corn today, second day in a row. September down 4.75 at 4.64 3/4. December corn's lower by 3.25 at 4.83 1/2. On the soybean, September down 14.5 at 13.67 1/2. No bean down 8 at 13.84 1/2. In the meal, September's down 10 cents at 4.19 20. Bean oil, September's down $1.14 at 65.42. Wheat markets, the Chicago's bouncing today up 7.5 in the SEP at 5.77 1/4. Kansas City wheat, September's up 3.5 at 7.18. December, Kansas City wheat up 3.75 at 7.33. Spring wheat lower by 4.5. 7.51 1/4. On the cattle here, haven't seen any new cash bids out there today. August expires tomorrow, and the fat down $1.67 at 179.32. October fat down 87 at 180.60. Beef fat down $1.25 at 184.62. Feeder cattle, August go away tomorrow. September feeders down $1.25 at 252.77. Ox feeders lower by $1.27 at 255.47. In the pigs, up, down, all around there. October now is up $1.72 at $82.45. Finally, a look at energies here. We've got crude oil up 19 cents at $81.35. Diesel markets trading lower by 9 cents, 35 hundredths at $3.07 90. October natural gas up 8 cents at $2.74 8/10. For more information on these markets, give us a call here at Pluto Commodities at 877-87-PLUTO or visit us online at PlutoCommodities.com.
The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood, and they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com, and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the
recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393 for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many producers have been affected by drought, which can impact their production and income. K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair, Jenny Ift, discusses recent work she has done to better understand how much it is impacted. She focused her attention to the relationship between hay prices and drought.
This is a study where we look at state-level hay prices and drought trends over several decades. We also looked at drought within districts of an individual state. And it really depends how you measure drought. And so basically, once drought gets really bad, so if you're looking at drought monitor every week, like a lot of us are, you have moderate, severe, extreme, and exceptional. And really, the impact gets a lot bigger once you get up to those extreme or exceptional. So once things turn red, it gets a lot worse. So the impact of a exceptional drought is 4 or 5 times bigger in dollar terms on hay prices and the impact of a moderate drought. And that's true for both alfalfa and grass hay. Its grass hay is, in fact, a little bit more sensitive. So the markets are pretty resilient to drought to a point, and then it gets really bad. And what we found is that alfalfa price is not becoming more responsive to drought, but grass hay price is more responsive to drought than in the past. And that what basically tells us is that these markets are or more linked than they used to be.
She wanted to look at how hay prices and lack of rain are correlated.
So part of this study, you know, is trying to understand what's the relationship between drought and hay prices and also between these different, you know, local regional conditions.
Reduced quantities of hay is often not the only thing that decreases in drought.
The quality goes down, your yields go down. So that happens, and that's going to affect prices because there's less hay, but there might be less cattle as well. So, you know, from that side, it's sort of balancing out. Okay, you have less hay, but producers might be, you know, lowering down their cattle inventories. They might be doing additional culling. And so we're really measuring a sort of a net impact. But I think the fact that you can potentially transport hay to a degree, and the fact that these cattle markets are linked across space does create some sensitivity to regional conditions.
That was K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair, Jenny Ift, with how it's no surprise that drought often causes lower hay quantities and quality, as well as reduced cattle herd size. She was working to understand how much impact a drought has on the agricultural industry's production and finances. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Classic Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.